WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is in Angola, the first visit ever by a sitting U.S. president there, and the first visit of a U.S. president to sub-Saharan Africa since 2015. Today, Biden tours Angola's Slavery Museum. More stories surfacing about some of President-elect Donald Trump's picks for his administration, among them Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth.
ABC News has not confirmed the New Yorker's reporting, which claims Hegseth brought his employees to a strip club, and Hegseth had to be restrained while drunk from joining the dancers on the stage. A Hegseth advisor saying they're not going to comment on outlandish claims. It comes as Republican senators appear open to Trump's controversial pick to lead the FBI, Kash Patel, who's vowed vengeance against Trump's enemies.
That's ABC's Christiane Cordero. Some criticizing President Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado says Biden put personal interest ahead of duty. This is ABC News. Gas prices sticking to the lowest levels we've seen in years.
Well, a few areas of the country saw gas prices tick up around Thanksgiving. For a majority of the U.S., prices have been flat or gone down a bit over the last week. Analysts say the nation is seeing the lowest gas prices since 2021, and in the weeks ahead, prices should go down even a bit more. But economic uncertainty over tariffs could send oil prices and then gas back up if tariffs are implemented under the Trump administration in January. But the Energy Department reports in the past week, on average, nationwide gas prices came down about a penny to $3.03 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police in California looking for a killer. Authorities say Cesar Hernandez, convicted of first-degree murder, escaped while being transported to a courthouse prison near Bakersfield. And a nationwide shortage of school bus drivers is forcing changes in North Carolina. Officials in Durham, North Carolina, cutting busing back to 4 days a week. Parents have to figure out the fifth day on their own. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Harbor Freight, our low prices make us the place for gifts that keep on giving. Because when you give the gift of quality tools, you're giving someone the ability to fix, restore, and build for years to come. And with savings like these, you can even get something for yourself. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Stop by and give yourself the gift of great prices.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickhead Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks are on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight in Detroit, an NBA Cup game, the in-season tournament. Doc Rivers thinks this could be a fun game to watch.
It's early in the season, and you have a game that has some meaning behind it. The team that you're playing, it's a must-win for them. You know, it's a must-win for both teams in some ways. You don't get this early, and so I think it's good for everybody.
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Michigan tonight in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation in the latest AP poll. NFL, Packers getting ready for the Lions. Green Bay defensive end Lucas Van Ness has a quarterback sack in each of the Packers' last two games. I asked him about Lions quarterback Jared Goff.
Yeah, you know, you've seen that he's a very efficient passer, and we're going to do what we can just to kind of keep the momentum we've had over the past few weeks, getting after quarterbacks and trying to do our best to impact the game that way.
That's the Packers' Lucas Van Ness with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a bit warmer today, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight becoming breezy with steady temperatures, and then tomorrow windy. Flurries will stay in the mid-30s into the afternoon, but temperatures will drop sharply by late afternoon into the evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV's Mike Toomey, who will discuss his 10th annual Christmas special in southeast Wisconsin. Then Nightlight frequent flyer Frank Anderson joins the show to tell Christmas ghost stories.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX.
Are we on the air again?
We're on the air again. Of course.
Does this happen?
I know. I don't even know how it happens. Magic. Magic. Hey, I was listening to Pete Schwabba on the way in.
How's
you know,
he doing?
He's doing really well. He had a big article in the Capital Times. And that is, big news when WMDX makes the newspapers.
I didn't know this. Yesterday's paper or this week?
Well, the Cap Times, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Okay. In the supplement, I picked one up, but I didn't look in the supplement yet, but I have to check that out. That's great stuff.
Good for him.
Fun guy.
We love Pete.
Yeah, we do.
Got to get him back here in the studio.
I know. I want to take over a show. Just kidding.
You do? Okay.
No. I wouldn't know what to talk about, when it comes to the comedians, their stand-up styles, and their histories. Wouldn't know.
But he's got all those movie connections, too, all those script writers and directors.
That's why I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Damn. All right.
He's been in that world for a long time.
Well, so have I. Johnny at the Movies has been around for a long time.
Yeah, that's... Okay.
The only reason I created that was because I just wanted an average, everyday guy who didn't know anything about movies or anything about directors to give a review. And that's
you succeeded
why
in that.
I created.
You had no idea what you were doing. And
exactly. See, that's
the show didn't last that long.
That's why he never talks about movies when we're a guest on the show.
Right. Yeah.
This guy doesn't know stuff.
That's right.
Well,
it's 8 minutes past the hour. It's
hey, are
cold.
You going to 100 Beavers?
Yes, Thursday night at the Barrymore Theater. What time is that show?
Did you buy a ticket? It's at 7:30. Did you buy tickets yet? I was thinking about it.
No, I didn't buy any tickets.
Might
buy
sell
tickets?
John, yeah, I was going to say, John, are you going to come?
What do you mean you're
not
going
to?
No, I'm not going.
Why not?
Because I've already seen it on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
I think it's still free there.
Lame. You should come see it in the theater.
Lame.
Well, I hope they improve the theaters, seats rather.
At the Barrymore?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the seats?
No, I guess they're fine. they're actually pretty good.
They're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I want to go see it. Sam, you're going, right?
Sure. I've seen it once before.
Did you buy tickets?
Not yet, because I didn't know if John was coming, but I guess he can be the sad, sorry one sitting at home.
No.
Now, did that, you sent me an email about this.
I love the movie. I like the one before that.
Did that include a link?
I texted you and asked if you wanted to come.
Oh,
but...
that's right. Okay. I didn't see a link to buy tickets.
Wow. Really?
I'll check it out.
Okay, we'll do that.
I'll get on that right away.
Hilarious movie.
Don't mess this one up, okay? Don't mess this up.
Mess it up. Let's check the weather. It's cloudy. It's not as cold this morning. So, you know, you came in walking in with a scarf.
I have a scarf around.
You're a scarf person.
I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't really wear scarves. I had a bad situation with a scarf
one time.
I was at Cascade Mountain, you know, and I didn't know anything about skiing. I was new to the skiing world. I thought, well, I'll wear a scarf and a ski hat and gloves and everything.
Yeah, sounds
and
good.
I go to the tow rope. This is back when they had the tow rope there, before they had the seats that, you know, you fly
teleporters
into the air.
Or
the
teleporter portion.
Yeah. And that scarf, I reached out, scarf got tangled. Shoot, I said. I said, shoot.
No, you didn't.
Anyway, I panicked.
See, we should be able to say the S word. I keep saying it. On this show, someday we'll change.
I know.
We'll change the entire country's way of thinking.
Since that day, I've been scared of scarves.
But what happened?
I entangled it right away because if I had slipped and fallen, it could have been it. Drag me up the hill by my scarf, choking to death.
Well, there That's are some benefits to having a scarf. Totally lift up.
Yeah. Anyway. You might need a scarf. So you're a scarf person.
I am. Yeah, I used to wear scarves in the old rock and roll days.
Okay, like Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart,
yeah. Good. It's cloudy this morning.
It's embarrassing to even think about today.
I know.
It is. Yeah. Stupid.
It's 23 degrees currently. Mm-hmm. You want to know what the afternoon high is? Let's get the let's get the lottery weather balls going here and see what the afternoon high might be.
All right.
Okay?
Yep.
Let's get that first ball going. It's a 2. Second ball is a 7.
It's taking an unusually long
time. Seems like forever. 27 will be our afternoon high. Do you want to know what the feels like temperature is right now? Do we have?
Have we worked on that at all? Because you know, it took a long time last time.
What for the for the bar dice?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. The feels like temperature is. Do you have that, Sam? Here we go. Shake the dice. Here we go. Feels like temperature right now is 17.
We got to work on that one.
Yeah, that doesn't really sound.
I mean, it's it's okay,
right.
But
yeah,
we're not in that big room.
No,
but it's fine. No, you did a good job. It's hard to find bar dice.
It's a bar simulating dice machine.
Why don't we get real bar dice in here?
Yeah, why don't you? I've never played actually. I've seen it played, but yeah, bring some in if you got some.
We're worried about Sherry out in Horicon because she's up this early.
She
don't know what happened out there, Sherry. But
she must never sleep.
Good morning to you.
She sends us messages all day, night.
Well, that's fine. We love that. Everybody here loves that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're her favorite. So,
you think so?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, she always sends us a very nice, warm greeting. You know, good morning, John and Gordy and Sam.
I know. I know. And she's looking for a really good emoji right now.
Well,
so
is she?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure she'll come up with a really fantastic one. One we've never seen before.
Okay.
Set that one up.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get into the National Day Calendar. It's Giving Tuesday. Let's just get that, out there right away.
Okay, so Giving Tuesday applies to a lot of things, including the Humane Society, right?
That's right. We're going to have them in a little bit later on today.
They've got a Giving Tuesday.
They do. And Giving Tuesday, it's always the first Tuesday right after Thanksgiving. And, of course, you've spent the weekend shopping and searching for the best possible deals. Well, the National Day of Giving reminds us that after Cyber Monday, it's Giving Tuesday. After it started Thanksgiving Day, then we had Black Friday, then we had something Saturday, and then something Sunday, and then it was Cyber Monday, it's Giving Tuesday.
I hate to shock anybody, but Christmas is just around the corner, too.
Well,
and
get
we'll
ready.
Be giving even more presents.
Well, this is a day, to give to your favorite cause or your charity or a great reminder to lift others up during this generous time of year. On the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, families and businesses and community centers and students around the world come together for one common purpose, to celebrate generosity and to give. Okay?
Yep.
That's what Giving Tuesday is all about. And again, later today, we'll talk to the Dane County Humane Society about their efforts on Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right.
Can't wait.
What is it today? What is it or is it not? Let's go back to this. Okay. Is it World Trick Shot Day? Is it National Roof Over Your Head Day? Or is it National Carpet Cleaning Day? What day is it? Or is it not? What day is it not?
Oh, it's not carpet cleaning day. No
You're
one
right.
cares about that.
You're right.
There you go.
Okay. That was an easy one.
I was thinking of getting one of those automatic carpet cleaners.
Yeah?
You know, the
like a Roomba?
Vacuum, a Roomba, yeah.
Like a, oh.
I was thinking about getting that. Roomba? You know, we have the Kraken, which is my 1-year-old border collie.
Right.
And I wonder how she'll react to that thing. You know?
Is she the kind
of dog to like eat remotes and shoes and
yes.
stuff like that?
Oh yeah, she's a chewer.
That thing's Holy a goner.
Man. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, probably. But I was thinking, you know, what kind of trick could I play on her? Put on that Roomba.
Put something on it?
And freak her out, yeah. make her run. You know, just You play games with dogs. Yeah. That's what you do. You know, you try to freak them out in some way.
Get some battery operated or a wind up toy and just, you know, stick it on there with some duct tape.
Yeah.
And, you know, have it on there while it's running around the floor.
Yeah.
That'll scare it.
Well,
it'll attack it.
That would be fun. Yeah. I, you know, I'm just thinking, should I get one or shouldn't I? And I'm thinking, there's so much hair. She shed so much hair.
Really?
And I'm thinking, nah, it may be a bad idea. I'd be cleaning that Roomba all the time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let us know what you decide.
Yes, I know. Well, okay. I know how important this is to everybody listening.
We're all on the edge of our chairs. It's World Trick Shot Day. Get ready for World Trick Shot Day. What is this? The world famous Harlem Globetrotters. You know, they always come around the holidays, the Harlem Globetrotters. It must be their time of year.
Yeah. Yeah.
They appear everywhere. The originators of the trick shot, the Harlem Globetrotters, they give enthusiasts a chance to showcase their most impressive shots. Yeah. Have you ever seen them in person, the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a lot of fun.
Way back then.
Yeah, fun for the kids.
You know, when they first came out, or not when they first came out, when I first noticed them as a kid,
right.
I always thought, why don't they play professionally?
Well,
you know.
Right.
Why wouldn't that team of the greatest basketball players ever go out and actually play a game with actual basketball players in the league?
Yeah, I know. They're that good. They're better.
They're
you know,
better.
And they have all these trick shots.
I think it'd be more fun to watch.
It would be. Yeah. It's a great idea.
Wouldn't that have been a good idea back in the 50s
in the
and 60s?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
They always play the Washington Generals.
Missed opportunity.
How'd you like to be a player on the Washington Generals that never win? Yeah. They won accidentally one time, I think. If you look back in their history, they accidentally won.
But you got to give it to them for, you know, wanting to lose.
every game.
They were okay with that.
Mm. Oh, Sherry sent us another emoji. That's very sweet.
See?
Thank you.
We have not seen that one before. That's a good new one. That's a good one.
Where'd she find all those? emoji, maybe on the internet.
Emoji heaven.
National Roof Over Your Head Day. Okay. It was created as a day to be thankful for what you have, starting with a roof over your head. There are many days. That's what it's. I just read them. I don't write them. Oh, there are many things that we have we take for granted and do not stop to appreciate how fortunate we are for having them. So if you have a roof over your head, be thankful.
Yes. Okay? Yes.
Right. When we come back, Sam will dust off the history books again. No. Boy, it's awful dusty in that room. Why don't you just leave it outside? Okay, we'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the morning after this. Come along, right? Come along, way.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Attention.
If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Need a new mattress? Choose Furlo over the other leading brands and save big, really big. Because, hey, nobody ever slept better for paying thousands more for basically the same mattress. Plus, with Furlo Mattress, you also get our exclusive lifetime comfort guarantee. Good for as long as you own your mattress. Comfort to comfort, dollars to dollars. Compare Furlo to the others and it's obvious. You get more bed for your buck. Wake up. Sleep better. Furlo.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You know, it's nice to know we have these exciting themes to open our segments with. 92.7 WMDX.
This is kind of uplifting.
Yes, sounds like a very, very historic reference theme, right?
It's kind of got a Western Western theme to it, plus coffee.
Coffee, yeah.
Like a cup of coffee like around the bonfire.
Time, like a time machine. You're thinking about all these events that happened way back in the past.
Yeah, okay. Like history,
like
items?
Yes.
Things that happen on this day in history and stuff?
Exactly.
Let's see, December 3rd. Oh, it's my sister's birthday. Happy birthday,
really?
Sue.
Well,
if she was listening right now, I could wish her a happy birthday, but she hates you, John, so she doesn't listen.
What's her beef with John?
I don't know. She just yells all the time. I can't take it. Like, yeah, I know. I have to sit there and take it, too.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know how it is.
I do.
He's just an angry guy.
No. You do know how it is.
Let's get to the history.
She's just too challenged by me, that's all. You know? I got it.
No, but,
you know.
She just likes to listen to mellow music, you know.
She's your typical NPR listener.
I don't know. No. No. I wouldn't say that either.
No.
She doesn't listen to a lot of radio. She listens to CDs, you know.
Wow.
Some mellow.
People still listen to CDs?
No one listens to CDs.
She's got
CDs
one of those Bose radios, you know.
Oh, really?
Like a CD player.
Wow.
Right up on things.
Well,
all right. What's happening in the history books for today, December 3rd?
Oh, no. It's so good at that. It really is.
Have you ever watched yourself on video while you're doing that? It's like an acting class.
I know. It's amazing.
Do you go to theater class or something? Because you're like running around your little booth there, coughing.
I'm actually coughing. I don't know what to tell you.
You're very expressive.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Whew.
Amazing.
Glad I got that out of my
system.
Yeah,
boy. All right. What's happening? What happened on this date?
You a fan of neon lights?
I love neon lights.
Neon is actually my favorite color, like the reddish orange.
Oh, okay.
Color of a neon
color-wise,
light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today in 1910, neon lights were first demonstrated to the public.
Hmm. That must have been quite a thing.
That, yeah.
Back in 1910.
Love neon lights.
Now you see the fake neon lights like we have on our
yeah.
our call
like
letters
in our,
there.
In our windows.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
That
yeah.
could have been real.
I mean, they do look like neon lights. I mean, they've
they
got
do.
The same thing, but they don't... Yeah. They don't go out like neon.
Well, my son yeah. had a...
Where they flicker.
And my son had a
die.
Neon class.
Really?
At college, yeah.
A neon UW. Class?
Oh, where he like bent the tubes
yep.
and...
No
yep.
kidding.
Actually made a
cool.
neon sign and everything.
They're beautiful. Some of the older ones are really cool.
Yeah.
They got one at Lombardino's over...
Well, they do.
Over by my place.
I just love those things, yeah.
On top of the roof there. I mean, it's a beautiful sign.
Yeah.
It's
yeah. You know
forever.
the Badger Liquor one just down the road?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
I really loved it when they redid that one.
On State
just
Street?
Just fixed it up, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's really cool.
I just it's love great. It. It's so Wisconsin. You know, the Badger Liquor down the road.
Yeah.
You know,
over there
the
by the... next. Over there by the... Yeah. By the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Across the street from the filling station. By the way, Mark, I don't want to leave you out. Mark out in Prairie du Sac feels a little left out. We're talking about Sherry and Horicon always listening and
yeah.
Sending us emojis. And Mark said, I'm listening too. And we know that.
Thank you, Mark.
We appreciate that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the
back
history.
To the history.
Let's get through it.
Couldn't I throw you off and get rid of this? Okay,
you just hate being reminded of how old you are, don't
yeah,
you?
That's
well,
right.
That's one
yeah.
of
all
yeah.
stuff. I know.
Today is the anniversary of the Bhopal disaster. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly. Are you
that
familiar?
That was a chemical thing
in India
maybe?
Is yeah. the worst, yeah. I don't even know what you'd call it, but
no.
like industrial accident yep. that affected like everyday people. There was a large
of,
chemical leak.
A lot of people died, and, I believe.
Yeah, a lot of people dead, a lot of people injured
yeah.
over the years.
We're about to have one of the biggest disasters ever, and that is the presidential disaster.
Well, let's just wait and see.
January. Yeah, don't,
oh, that's
don't
right.
worry about
why,
it.
Why
now?
Am I even thinking about it?
We'll
just
worry
have to
about
wait
it
see.
When it happens.
Right. Right. Wait and see.
Okay.
Today, 1992, the very first text message was sent.
1992, the first
yeah.
text message?
How is that even possible?
Well,
really?
You know they how to send. You know how you send a text. You type it
what
in
was
on
the,
your phone.
What was the message?
Did we have?
It was Merry Christmas.
Well, that wait a minute. On this date, they
yes.
were a little early. On
they were a little early, but I don't know. I guess it's the whole Christmas
it.
Season or something.
Okay. Who sent it to who and how?
How
did
I
they
had
receive
the
informa- it?
I had the information, but I didn't think okay. it was important enough to write it down.
All right, thanks.
We'll take your word for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
It's nice to know.
It's Ozzy Osbourne's birthday today.
Hmm.
All right.
And he survived
how
long?
How old is he?
I forgot to put a year on
you
it.
Know,
let's check the Google machine.
The Osbournes have been really good at reimagining another TV show. You know, they crank mm-hmm. out a couple of TV shows yeah. every year, series.
Yeah,
different
they had a ghost
yeah.
season.
They're
right?
into that.
Yeah,
yeah
they're
ghost
into
hunting.
That,
yeah.
yeah. But they didn't hunt. They were just judging ghosts.
Yeah.
Videos, I think.
Videos, yeah. yeah. And videos of, like, UFOs and
yeah.
stuff like
yeah.
that. Yeah. Jack's into all that stuff.
And I always disagreed with them because I thought a lot of that stuff looked real.
Right.
But they said, oh, no, well, that can't be real. I don't know.
Well, Sharon and Ozzy always yeah. get into it. Yeah, and Jack's amazed that they don't think it's real.
That's right.
The concept for a show, just get a bunch of videos and watch them.
They don't know,
no,
right?
No idea.
Anything, any platform for the Ozzy's.
Doesn't matter. So how old is Ozzy? Did you figure it out?
He's
really old.
It said he was born in, what is it, 48, 76?
Okay.
Is that
yeah,
right?
He's
yeah,
really
76.
Old. Ooh, boy, okay. He's old. Ooh, he's scary old.
Okay. All right.
We're getting there, man.
Is that it for the history book? Can we shut it for
that's
24
it.
Hours?
It happened on this day as if you can.
Okay.
All right.
John and Gordy.
Sounds
Sanders.
Good to me. A little bit later on, we'll talk to the Humane Society from Dane County. We're going to have them. And we're going to have a special treat. We're going to talk to Deb from Sugar River Pizza Company.
That's right.
Yeah. We were out there, what was it, about 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
It was a great place to go.
We went behind the scenes to see how they make the pizza. It was really fascinating,
it's
actually.
It's a great-looking building out there.
We're going to talk to them later.
Out in Sun Prairie.
It is. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Beautiful stuff.
And we'll be talking about the debacle known as the Biden pardon.
Yes, and Idiocracy right around the corner. John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 WMDX.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You know, we haven't seen a lot of the traditional holiday surges in cheese. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Katie Burgess, one of the broker analysts with EverAg, says that's because a lot of that holiday purchasing took place earlier in 2024. What about 2025? She says that's a question for the global marketplace.
It does seem right now that we are attracted for exports for early next year. So European cheese prices have been quite high as well. And so it does seem like we'll probably win some export business that way. At the same time, though, New Zealand, it's the peak of their season right now. Normally, they sell a lot of product to China. Chinese dairy demand has been a bit lower this year. And so what we might win market share from Europe, we could be competing with New Zealand. And, you know, early this year, we had those record exports. So hopefully we'll have strong exports next year, but those records could be tough to beat.
Katie Burgess, one of the broker analysts with EverAg. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese stood still at 160 and a half. 40-pound block cheese was down a half at 163 and three quarters. Well, AA butter did gain a quarter of a cent, 249 and a half per pound. We'll find out what the rest of the markets look like on a Tuesday morning next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the maximum acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
Well, a little brighter news on our grain trade, at least for right now. We've got March corn currently trading a penny stronger at 433 and a half. January soybeans are up a nickel at 990 and a quarter. The March wheat is up three at 550 and a quarter. July new crop up three and a quarter at 565. Currently, the December class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up six at 1857. January up 13, 1835 a hundredweight. Today is Giving Tuesday. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminding anybody that's plan on giving donations, why don't you think about making it a local donation where you know exactly where the monies go? Scams are everywhere. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be a bit warmer today, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight becoming breezy with steady temperatures, and then tomorrow windy. Flurries will stay in the mid-30s into the afternoon, but temperatures will drop sharply by late afternoon into the evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is here to help protect you against scams. If you receive a text or email about a delayed package, find a popular item sold online at a deep discount, or get a phone call from a government agency, loved one, or stranger asking for money or private information, that is a scam. Don't respond to these messages. Report them to DADCAP and learn more at datcp.wi.gov. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers joins us for some Tuesday Tangents with Luke and also a What's Worse. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Big moment, another big moment. Idiocracy. Yeah.
6:35.
It's going to get worse, too.
You think
so? Oh, my God, yes.
It's cloudy and 23 degrees, highs in the upper 20s today.
Just want to run this by everybody listening right now.
All right.
Including you. Don't change your station, whatever you do. All right. I just want everybody to know that we're all going to live through this upcoming nightmare together for 4 years.
And, really?
I'm just, you know, I had a horrible dream last night, and it re-ran itself, by the way, when I went back to sleep.
But what was the dream?
But the country had gone completely under, and it had to be restarted. And I re-dreamed that, thinking, well, that's ridiculous. It's just a dream. But I don't know. I'm beginning to think it's a premonition. I think I'm Nostradamus in disguise. And here's the thing. I think the only reason I had that dream is because I am fearful of the future in the next 4 years, what could happen. I think each and every one of us have lived through that four-year term that Trump had previous. Mm-hmm. And every day was a day of nervousness. Every day we didn't know what was going to happen next, what he would target next. What stupid thing he would say next, on and on and on. And everybody now is sitting on the edge of their chair wondering what the hell is going to drop next. And I think we're going to be doing that for four damn years. This is not healthy. Our bodies can't take this kind of tension constantly.
John, you've been alive since Truman was in the White House. What's four more years?
Yeah. Big picture. Yeah.
Well, this
can't be that
certainly
bad.
Could bring things to an end.
Jeez.
Your body releases some kind of chemical when you're tense, when you're nervous.
What did you eat before you went to bed to have this dream? Were you having some spicy Italian
that's a good question.
Sausage or something?
Examine that too.
What? So this you say it re-ran. What was in your dream actually? Were you watching TV and it was horrible news
dreams.
Every day?
I don't remember dreams very well, but all I can say is that it, you know, everything just kind of fell apart. We were watching things fall apart and. Yeah. Everybody decided at that point we just have to start over.
Right.
And starting over was kind of strange because a lot of things that were still there were part of the starting over. But, you know, dreams aren't supposed to make sense. But psychologically, I think we're all in a trauma right now. We're all waiting for the next thing to happen in this country. And we're going to be doing that for four damn years. And we're doing it a month and a half, 2 months before he even becomes president. I can't take this. This is outrageous. Yeah, right. I want to somehow want to present the next 4 years in a way that's entertaining to people.
Instead of being Mr. Cloudy, gloom
right.
and doom,
exactly.
pessimist
you know,
guy.
Playing these ridiculous comments from Trump every day. Yeah. You know, just if there's a way we could present it as a comedic bit of
I
some sort.
I think you need a... you need to see that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, we'll be like a phoenix rising from the ashes. You know, like the fourth turning book.
Oh yes,
that Mike McCabe's always talking about.
Right.
I mean, you know, we're going to go through a lot of transition and stuff, but in the end, maybe things will be better in a few years.
Now,
decades.
If we did wait for that fourth turning, you know, I'd be 127.
Hey, let's go to the phones. All right, 608-879-8255 is our number. That's 879-TALK.
Prayer
or you can text us, too, at that number or at the Civic Media app. Mark is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, listening to you this morning, there was a program on PBS. I don't know if it was a repeat that was showing about the surveillance state that they have in China right now. Mm. Well, they basically have cameras just about everywhere, and they can identify just about everybody what they're doing, facial recognition using AI. And I was also thinking about the movie. Now it's perhaps a few from a few years back, V for Vendetta.
Oh, I love that movie.
Fascist state, very similar to what I think Trump under Project 25, the whole Project Norse Fire. Where they actually were rounding up people, the people that were the gay people, and driving the people of darker hue of skin, out, and it is just, and they're talking about. And of course, the United States had collapsed. This is taking place in Great Britain. But
But the
surveillance.
We're going to have the John and Gordy V for Vendetta mask and knife set.
V for Vendetta.
Have the Guy Fawkes mask ready to don that because they donned that during the Walker protest.
Yes, we did. Yeah. And now, of course, the great thing is Act 10 was overturned.
Yeah, well, let's see how that does when they appeal it to the Supreme Court.
Wait and see.
Yeah.
State Supreme Court, of course, and we just had to guard that court next April.
Yeah.
Keep a more keep the balance in the court as it is right now, because the other ones they're all Trump all the time, I think.
I know.
And they've abandoned, never, it's amazing the never Trumpers are now full core, full throated MAGA, and that it is scary and they're all terrified of Donald Trump. If they just would have stood up to Donald Trump during at least the second impeachment, that he would no longer be an issue. But now they've all sold their souls to the.
They have
to the man.
They have sold their souls.
All right, Mark.
Here's the thing, and I think this is a gift from Joe Biden.
Okay.
He has absolutely triggered the MAGAs. He triggered
them. With the pardon of his son, Hunter. Yeah.
That is a gift. I'm just enjoying watching everybody just freak out, especially in the right. I got a little bit coming up later on.
Okay.
Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
No one can beat Megyn Kelly's hyperbole, so we'll get to that later. But I do love the fact that, Biden did this and everybody's freaking out. Even the idiot liberals out there, that just can't handle this, right? Well, he promised. Yeah. Oh, he promised. Oh, those promises. Oh, we better keep those promises. promises aren't legal. It's not law. It's a promise. My God, They act like, he just broke the law, No, he didn't. It was a pardon. My God.
Yeah.
The liberals, we got to get rid of those. The ones that are upset about this. So what? Get over it, Hunter went through the entire legal system, determined to be guilty. Okay, we got that. Now he's pardoned.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal.
Mm-hmm.
These pardons take place all the damn time. And I'm just tired of this focusing on Joe Biden's promise. Oh, he promised. I don't understand. How could he go back on a promise? Oh. people just get it together, you know? And I've always said, and this happened
Trump
a long
made
time.
A lot of promises during his first
you
term.
You know what? That's
he
true.
Made, he made a bunch of promises.
Hey, that's it. That's exactly it. He promised that Mexico would pay for the wall.
He did.
And they didn't.
They didn't.
He promised, though.
Yeah.
He promised. What the heck, you know?
And
here's my money and your money to build that damn wall, Gordy.
And he pardoned a few people, too, on his way out the door.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And he, you know, he's recently pardoned. He's not even president yet. He's already pardoning, getting ready to pardon more
people. Well, he would have pardoned himself if everybody hadn't dropped the cases around him. So, he promised.
All right.
Get over it. My God. I'm sorry, Dom. I know Dom was on a rant yesterday about this thing. He just couldn't get over it. Well, he should stand by his principles.
Well,
no. He can do whatever he wants. The guardrails are down.
He's still
friends.
President for a few more days, a few more weeks. Yeah. Okay.
Well, anyway, that's where I'm at on this.
All right. Thanks. We're getting some texts here, but we'll get to those in a moment. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Side or online at Verlo.com.
Hey, baby.
I know. It's all about promises.
He pardoned Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
he pardoned a lot.
And, of course, Jared Kushner's dad.
Oh, yeah. Now he's going to be ambassador to France.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, that's okay.
Why not? Presidents are allowed to pardon whoever they want.
And you know what I also noticed is that no one ever uses the word nepotism when it comes
politics?
To the Trump administration. Come on. His first 4 years, his entire family was part of the White House. Nothing? No.
Yeah, Jared.
The word nepotism is not a good-sounding word.
No.
It should be used, and no one uses it. Oh, they always say, family members. And nepotism, that's what it's all about. And now we've got Jared Kushner's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Pretty cool.
So.
Even Macron is already, kissing up to Trump. He's making him, what did he say? They were going to have a big get-together and have Trump come to this,
France?
Yeah, they're having some big deal. I know, it's the reopening of Notre Dame.
The cathedral. It's gorgeous now.
You know, they've rebuilt it completely, and he's inviting Trump to that as a gesture of friendship and...
I can't stand the ass-kissing. I really can't. We're making him seem like some kind of god.
Boy, yeah. Talk about dusting something off from the old days.
I think it calls for it. I think we're done with this, Hunter has been pardoned. Over it. It's not law. He just promised it and decided, you know what? I'm a dad. I'm a father. And
sign
I'm pardoning my damn son. Go to hell, everybody else. I know I would have.
Wonder if he's going to pardon anybody else on the way out the door.
Yeah.
He's got, 50 more days of being president? He could do a lot of things. He could sign a lot of papers. He's got immunity, according to the Supreme Court. He could do a lot of things.
You know, the thing here is that the Democrats are held at a completely different standard,
We're the good guys.
He made the promise. He should stand by a promise. Mm-hmm. No. No.
Did he pinky promise?
Yeah, it's a little.
Good question. Yeah.
He broke his word.
Oh, okay.
But it's done, Like I say, the guardrails are down. The president could do damn well anything he wants at this point if it's an official act.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think he should officially act in giving pardons to everybody who has a student loan. No one gets to pay back their student loan anymore. He should just take his magic wand now.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court has given the president a magic wand to do any damn thing he wants. If he can shoot people, if he can shoot his competitors or challengers, then he can at least get rid of student loan debt, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
We got a text here from 1701. Says Biden gave an explanation why he broke his word at the pardon. It's an easy read. Read it. Sam can pull it up quickly. Just read the pardon. Just read it.
I read it when I first found out about it, and it explains
basically the only reason is because the plea deal fell through. They had a deal.
They did have a deal.
The charges against Hunter.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and he wouldn't have admitted to all those situations that he was charged with had he known that the plea deal would go away, that they'd withdraw it. So, yeah, it was unfair, and I understand that, and I understand why Joe did it. But that's not the point. The point is he promised. Oh, he broke his promise. We got to get off this damn high horse that the liberals think they're on. Okay. I've had it right up to here.
I can tell. Just relax.
Let me just
take a breath.
See, now this is that tension level I'm talking about for the next 4 years. Don't do it.
I don't know if I can take 4 years of it either. I know what you mean. 6:49. Back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Right. 92.7 WMDX.
Things are going very, very well.
Smooth this morning.
Smooth as... It is 6:52, 23 degrees, cloudy this morning. We'll see partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 20s this afternoon. And we are efforting to get Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society on the phone with
us
this
video,
morning.
But we couldn't get the audio, so we're having her call us.
I think Sam has contacted her now, and she's almost ready to
Sam's freaking
join
out.
Us.
Whoa, what's going on, man?
It's all fine. You know, today is Giving Tuesday, and the Dane County Humane Society has a lot of things going on.
But yeah, but we had the dating game sound because...
Yeah, we're going to...
Fairly soon, we're going to do the dating game with puppies, right?
Well...
Or snakes
with
or
animal,
reptiles.
All kinds of animals. Sure. We're going to get that going. Is Lisa with us now? Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. Okay. We're good. How are you?
Doing well.
Happy Giving Tuesday to you.
Yes. Happy Giving Tuesday. We're very excited about today.
Well, could you explain that a little bit for everybody out there? You know, we know it's Giving Tuesday, but what can we do for the Humane Society?
Well, we are one of many organizations out there who are private nonprofits, and we are seeking support from our community and our donors to, for us, we'd like to raise $100,000 for animals in need. Mm-hmm. It's our highest amount that we've made a goal for. And to help, we also have our highest ever matching gift, mm-hmm. which is $50,000 that a number of donors have put up to as a matching challenge. So we're halfway there, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's great.
Excellent. And so if people do want to donate, what's the easiest way for them to do that?
If they go to our website at giveshelter.org, they'll be greeted with a pop-up about Giving Tuesday.
Oh. Well, a cat just went by the video.
Yes,
if you could see that. It was fun.
I'm in my colleague's office because she has an office cat named Rufus. He's a senior cat, and he's available for adoption. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be great to be with Rufus today?
Oh, they so love fun. The camera, too. You know, cats just love cameras.
They do.
Rufus,
they do.
Get over here.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lisa, you have, I know, you know, we were out there, some of us were out there a few weeks ago taking a tour of the Humane Society. What a great facility you have, by the way. It's really one of the... I've been to a number of Humane Societies and a number of pet shelters and everything. I've never seen a facility as well functioning and organized as the Dane County Humane Society. How many animals do you typically have in the building there that are ready for adoption?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that are ready for adoption? Well, I mean, usually we have more than 100 animals, period. Some are in foster, some are waiting. They're being assessed medically as well as behaviorally, and then others are available to find their new homes.
Yeah.
Can you share a couple of stories about a couple of the animals that you're trying to get adopted right now?
So one of them is Rufus here, who now is being camera shy.
He's there we go.
Just hanging out here, making some biscuits. He's a senior fellow who was found in Fitchburg in October. And when he came here, he was so shy. And then we put him in an office to help him come out of his shell. And now he's a lap cat. He loves attention. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can hear him purring.
Yes.
He's just purring up a storm.
Yeah.
So, and it's so cute because when people walk by, he'll stand by the window and be like, hello, come in and say hello.
Oh,
I want to
nice.
Meet you. I want to hang out with you. So he's very, very affectionate and friendly. We just want to find him a home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope he finds one.
We also have a number of dogs that are also looking for homes.
Yeah.
Quite the variety, from puppies to older dogs, a few seniors. Like Bo is a senior. She's a lab. But if you met her, you would be like, there's no way she's a senior. She looks so young. She still has tons of energy, and it's super sweet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm looking for a dog, and we mentioned this when I was out there visiting a couple of weeks ago. And you have a lot of different dogs and cats and other animals also ready for adoption. But we were thinking about maybe a way that we could do this over the next month or so. You know, I'm not quite ready for a dog yet, but I'm getting closer, you know, and starting to look around a little bit more seriously. And so we've come up with a little bit something, and we'll probably start this in a couple of weeks from now. Kind of a dating game kind of deal where we're going to present a few pets to me. Possibly. I'll be blindfolded. You'll describe the pet in question with the name and a little bit about their background, and then maybe I'll pick one out, and we'll go through time and see how we do with that and see if we can find me a new dog. Right? That's the idea.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And we are here to help find you your new pet and help you meet your needs and add a loving friend. A new best friend.
A new best friend. Sorry, I've always had dogs. I prefer dogs over cats. You know, I friendly with cats, but I'm kind of allergic to some of them.
We're going to get you a boa constrictor.
A boa constrictor. I'm open to that.
Or a parrot, or something.
A parrot, a dirty talking parrot. I think it would be hilarious.
Bring him in on the show.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Just have a real awesome Saturdays every once in a while. Yes. But no, actually, I think we're going to start this up in a couple of weeks with your help from the Dane County Humane Society. So, Lisa, let's keep in touch. And again, if people want to find out more about what you're up to here on Giving Tuesday, one more time, your website is
giveshelter.org. And okay. We have wonderful stories we're sharing about animals who have been helped thanks to everyone's support.
Very good. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Yep.
We are coming back with our second hour here on John and Gordy in the Morning in just a moment or two.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV's Mike Toomey, who will discuss his 10th annual Christmas special in Southeast Wisconsin. Then Nightlight frequent flyer Frank Anderson joins the show to tell Christmas ghost stories.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Happy holidays, happy holidays, happy holidays.
Hi, Judy Summers again. Looking for that perfect tree? Check our website at summerschristmastreefarm.com. Happy holidays from the Summers family.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.